How do you tell someone after a date or two that you're just not interested?
You could just say that.
Or you don't say anything.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Exactly, that's the easy way.
I mean, do you send them a carefully worded text?
End it
with a little shrug emoji?
Yeah.
No!
Sorry.
Don't shrug them off.
Or,
I don't know, I think it's okay. No!
No.
Do you send them a snail mail? Like a thank you, but no thank you card?
Oh, in the mail.
That's so weird.
Or do you do what I've done while riding in the back of a cab with this person, pretend to fall asleep? Just so that you don't have to kiss them goodnight or talk about your future plans together. That really happened. And
no,
I'm not
way.
Proud to admit it, but
oh
I did.
Gosh.
Pretended to fall asleep so I wouldn't
it's
have
like
to talk to them.
Just when I think you couldn't get more passive aggressive.
You know, yeah. So that
looks
may
like
be...
we're a block away.
Yeah.
I know.
Jeff, it's 4 p.m.
Yeah, it's not even a night thing.
It's a cowardly move, but highly effective, I will say.
I can see that working.
Might be the most cringeworthy way of rejecting someone, but an online publication did a poll asking people, what's the pettiest reason they've ditched a person after just
good.
A few hangouts? And they found the top responses. Let's
Playing
go over some of them.
Is one of them. Yeah. You did?
Wouldn't be surprised that she didn't want to call me after that, but number 10 is... I was on a date with a really cute guy when he dropped his napkin on the ground and shouted, whoopsies.
Oh.
Instant deal breaker.
Really? Just because he said whoopsies.
Oh,
sorry, Jose was confused. Like, what's the problem?
I say whoopsie daisies. I go one step ahead.
That's okay. Just you're not the right person for that person.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'd be offended that they were offended.
Yeah, you weren't meant to be together.
No.
There you go.
Number 9 says, I broke up with my 8th grade boyfriend right before Christmas so I wouldn't have to buy him a gift.
Ooh.
Oh.
Of course, I did that after he'd already given me his.
Smart.
Alexis, that's so mean. What?
That's harsh.
Oh, my God.
My gifts for people is the worst.
I know,
she gets
but
her
you know,
gift and doesn't.
It would have been like a collage picture frame. They are in eighth
grade. These are the top 10 pettiest reasons people have ever ditched someone after just a few dates. Number 8 says, every time I asked her what she would like to do, she would respond with an annoying, I don't know.
That's the perfect way to say it.
Yeah.
That was so good.
Could you just picture 40 years of that for the rest of your life?
Oh,
like, well,
God.
Let me think. I don't know.
Yeah. Do you take this ring? I don't know.
Yeah, jeez, that would be obnoxious.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Number 7 says, I went out with a guy a couple times, and at both restaurants, he flatly refused to eat any kind of vegetable.
Mm.
Keep in mind, he was 28 years old.
This doesn't
no
shock me at all.
Oh, yeah.
I dated a guy who ate like a 12-year-old as
really?
Well. Yeah. Like, if it was fair food, that's what he would want to eat.
I am eating vegetables. These
yes.
are potatoes.
Yeah. Yeah.
<French fries>.
And the little box makes me happy.
Yeah.
Number 6, these are the pettiest reasons that people ever got rejected. It says, I went over to a guy's house and he told me I was in his cat's chair and I needed to move.
No. Okay, he has a cat. He's lucky he even got a date over in the first place.
Well, you won't date a cat guy?
No.
I just think it's funny.
I don't
funny.
Even think I know a cat guy.
Exactly.
Do you guys know a cat guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know
You do?
One
I have
cat
a buddy
guy.
Who has two cats.
I'm more imagining the cats in the corner literally about to kill this person. I'm like, get off the chair.
It was actually a warning.
Yeah.
To help her.
He
it wasn't.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Number 5 on the list. I couldn't get it out of my head. Every time I was with her, I would look over at her. And she was walking like a T-Rex.
Like with her arms up. That's what I imagine.
Like
the limp wrist and
wrist,
the
short
elbows
arms.
Up.
And
forward.
Yeah, forward head.
Just
as if she had a tail.
Very large head, too.
Yeah. If there was a tail to balance it out.
Yeah. Yeah. Are these bringing up any memories for you guys? Any petty reasons that you guys ever ditched someone?
I ditched somebody Ooh. Because he got food poisoning, which is really terrible. But
that
like,
oh my gosh.
I know that's why I
Brooke.
Still feel bad. But like, once you watch someone in the headlights of your car, like lose all the clam chowder on the ground, like I just couldn't.
So mid food poisoning, it was like you picked. You're like, ew, I'm over this. Deal with it yourself, idiot.
He has a weak stomach. I need a strong man.
Let's keep going. Number 4 says, even though she told me she was allergic to it, and I never saw her eating it, she always smelled like peanut butter.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so weird.
See, yeah, I don't like the smell that much, to be around
it. Is it your deodorant? Like, what is making you smell like that if you can't even eat it?
Sweat?
That would be the reason for me to be with that person.
Oh, yeah. Like, let me be your jealous girl.
Let me lick you down. We have the top 10 pettiest reasons people ever rejected a date. Number 3 says she had a mole on her eyelid, so every time I kissed her, I saw it while I was leaning in. I started to have dreams that the mole was talking to me.
Oh, come on.
So I ended it. Oh, yeah.
Come on, that's more petty than my food poisoning thing.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know, Brooke.
It's like poking him in the eye. Yeah. I can't get away from it.
Number 2 says, I was out with the nicest guy. He was so polite, pulling my chair out for me, opening doors, giving compliments. Aww, everything was perfect, except when he ate a banana.
Why are you eating a banana?
I witnessed it twice. Okay. He acted like it was no big deal, but he always ate them sideways, nibbling on it like a corn on the cob.
No.
I couldn't stand it.
What? Why is he eating two in the state?
It's on a harmonica, bro. Like, what is... I don't understand. And then, that would creep me out, too.
I kind of want to see it, though, don't you?
I mean, it's
in a sick way.
I don't want to see that. That would haunt my dreams. And the number 1 pettiest reason somebody ever ditched somebody after just a couple dates says, met a girl at a coffee shop. We ended up sitting down and talking right there for a while. After a half hour, I remembered, oh, yeah, I never asked her name.
Uh-oh.
And she told me Geraldine, which, of course, is the exact same name as my mom.
Oh,
you know what?
Told her I had to leave.
I agree. There's been girls that I matched with on Tinder named Maria. That's my sister's name. Can't do it.
Yeah.
I can't be, like, in bed with someone and be like, oh, Maria.
Oh,
no. God, it sounded awful. Just saying it.
Can't you call her something else, like M or Mary?
No. How about, my sister?
Yeah.
I just can't.
Text in to 78592. Tell us yours, the pettiest reason you've ever ditched someone after just a couple dates. Your phone tap's coming up right after this.